This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Claims that the active ingredient in Roundup causes cancer have been evaluated by multiple agencies, including international agencies, U.S. and foreign regulators, and Monsanto, the product's manufacturer. CBS News says a federal judge in San Francisco will conduct his own review during a set of court hearings that began on Monday. There are big stakes for both Monsanto and the groups of people who filed suit against the company. The U.S. district judge will spend up to a week hearing from experts to help decide whether or not there is sufficient evidence to support the lawsuit's claim that exposure to Roundup can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The California court will be presiding over more than 300 lawsuits against Monsanto, filed by families who are claiming that the company knew about Roundup's cancer risk and failed to warn them. The plaintiffs will have to convince the judge to listen to their experts. Many other experts have rejected the link between cancer and glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup. The court won't actually determine if there's a connection between cancer and Roundup, but whether the claim has been tested, published, and widely accepted by the scientific community. Well, in other news, Bloomberg is reporting that there will be no exceptions for Canada and Mexico when it comes to potential tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The only way they get exempted from the tariffs will be if they sign a new North American free trade agreement that's better for America. Trump says Canada must treat American farmers better and Mexico must stop drugs from pouring into the U.S. Tariffs on steel and aluminum only come off if a new and fair NAFTA is signed. The Bloomberg report says it's the latest sign that Trump's plan to impose tariffs is overshadowing the NAFTA negotiations, which had already been yielding very little progress on the most contentious issues. The Mexican peso and Canadian dollar extended their recent losses after Trump's comments. The peso dropped to its lowest level in 2 months, while the Canadian dollar was at its weakest level since last July. Trump's decision came last Thursday and caught negotiators off guard during the seventh round of talks. Canada is the biggest supplier of steel and aluminum to the U.S., and Mexico is the fourth largest supplier of steel to America. Both countries have asked to be excluded, but Trump's senior trade advisor says the president doesn't want any exemptions. Well, the 2018 crop insurance deadline is approaching, and crop insurance agent Brian Brown says farmers should consider some add-on packages for their coverage. Brian also advises farmers to make crop insurance a part of their budget, just like fertilizer, seed, and all the other expenses that come with farming.
Well, thanks for having me on today, and it's always a pleasure to be here. Obviously, everybody's been real busy hauling grain and pricing inputs and getting things ready to roll for the spring being right around the corner. And as March 1st rolls in, crop insurance would be the first on everybody's mind this time of year. So I wanted to get a chance to let guys know that, you know, crop insurance prices have come down from a year ago. Crop insurance premiums are figured off of guaranteed price and then a volatility factor. And the volatility factor is a lot lower this year than it was a year ago. But our guarantee prices are about the same. So the neat thing we've got going for us this year is the multi-peril crop insurance price per acre, depending on the coverage level you take, can be significantly cheaper this year. So the thing I wanted to talk to the area and you about was the specialty products that are offered by the various companies out there. There's some really good products that can really really help your operation and help you lock in, maybe even on a profitable level. I know at our insurance agency, we've got one product called Harvest Max this year. It's a private product offered. You do not have to be a MPCI customer of ours to carry Harvest Max. It is an add-on policy that any person can add to your current crop insurance. And basically is what it does, it's a buy-up policy. You can buy up to 95% coverage, and you can take that harvest, your guaranteed price, up to $486 a bushel. It's not a complex program by any means. It's just something that needs to be addressed for each farm operation and kind of look at it from there. The neat part about it, when we do quote it, we've been looking at Montgomery County with our customers, and there's some percentages thrown out there that come to mind with me and really hit home. You know, current top level we can cover with federal crop insurance is 85% level. Well, by taking that to a 95% level, 95% level, that triggers a claim 47% more of the time. And that's a number for Montgomery County. That's not a federal crop number. That's a number that we pulled, using some APHs of guys in Montgomery County. And had they have had coverage over 85%, it would have taken the ability to have a claim 47% more of the time. Now, taking that a step further, 97% of the time we see a claim because of a weather event. So that leaves 3% of the time that it's collected off of price or other things. So, you know, it's always bushels as to what causes a claim.
This sounds like a pretty good deal for farmers. I mean, Brian, you farm yourself, so saying that you have a higher chance of getting a claim and getting some help with maybe some money back if you have issues, this eliminates a lot of risk on behalf of the farmer.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's an add-on program. I mean, crop insurance is a wonderful product for a farmer. I mean, when you take an industry that is so reliant on weather, and, you know, when we can guarantee ourselves 85%, you know, that's pretty good. But we're getting into, our inputs aren't getting any cheaper. Seed, corn, fertilizer. Fertilizer's come off a little bit, but it's still, you're, as a farmer, you're taking a lot of risk putting out an acre of corn. And when you can take those levels up to a 95% level, so to speak, that takes your guarantee levels up. And in some cases, it puts you to a profitable level. So it's a different conversation you have with your banker. It's a different conversation you have in your marketing strategies. Because, you know, watching the market as close as every farmer does, we see the spikes in the market. Well, if we know where our guarantee bushels are at and it's a lot higher, we can take our advantage of a spike and maybe get more bushels marketed than we normally would and give us an opportunity to increase our profitability. And let's face it, in this day, any chance we get to increase profitability, we need to do it, and it helps keep our bankers a lot happy too.
Yes, well, and farming's a business, and anybody that's in business, you're there to make a profit. So I think that's a great point. And you had mentioned how important having a budget is, and obviously this sounds like it's going to help your budget.
Definitely. And like I said, that's what we talk to our customers about big is, you know, we set a budget for fertilizer, we set a budget for seed, we set a budget throughout our whole operation, and we're looking at that insurance budget. We're just looking at one small portion of your entire farm budget. But a year ago, you know, with the crop insurance prices being, you know, $28 to $32 in a range, not to be held to that by any means, but just kind of throwing out a range, and we're looking at, you know, they could possibly be 10 to 15% cheaper going forward. It's an opportunity for a guy to take those extra dollars that are there and talk to your crop insurance agent about, you know, what can I do to maximize my protection? Maybe it's a hail policy. Maybe it's a different private product that the different companies are offering out there. But I guess the main thing I want to bring aware is there's private products are becoming a very important part of crop insurance, and it's an add-on that in most cases, as we know from Montgomery County, 47% of the time you could trigger a claim above 85% level. So, you know, how many years as a farmer have you told yourself, man, I just made it to where I didn't have a claim, and an extra $20,000 or $30,000 might have really made a difference that, you know, you could do some other things for your operation or pay some more bills off, you know, and really make some changes for the operation. And that's why we have at Brown's Insurance have looked at Harvest Max as an add-on policy, because, you know, it's just helping the farmer to secure more profit.
Brian, if farmers are interested in learning more about that, would like to have the conversation with you or with someone else at your insurance agency, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, definitely. Diane Hampton is working the Harville office, and the phone number up there is 217-229-4588. You can talk to myself. My cell phone number is 217-556-4481. And Mary Brown, my mom, covers the Hillsboro office, and the number there is 217-532-9447.
Sounds great. Brian, taking off your crop insurance agent hat and now talking to you as a farmer, how are things going on the operation? We are now in the month of March, so planting is right around the corner. So what do things look like on the farm right now?
Well, definitely the few inches of rain we've had the last week and a half has been more than a blessing to every single farm out there. Our soil was in desperate need of a recharge. And the rain is very much welcomed, and with the ground not being frozen, you know, we're really taking that moisture in, and our subsoils are really hurting. So it's really a welcomed time on the farm getting this moisture, because I know, you know, 2 weeks ago, the conversations we were having on the farm, we were looking at another a drought situation without a doubt. So the rain is definitely the top of every topic that we have on the farm now. And like I said, continued busy with moving of grain, getting equipment ready, and maintenance. And seems like there's always a job.
Definitely. Well, you're not the first person that has been happy to see the rain. As you said, a lot of farmers are glad to see that. So we're in March. So April, are you going to be in the field if things dry out?
I think we'll start the next, I think as soon as we start drying up, we'll start seeing some field activity. Now, there's an old wise tale that you leave the ground alone in February, it needs a rest. So I think a lot of guys try to, maybe in its rest for the farmer too, you know. You know, with March being here, as the ground dries out now, I think you could see some anhydrous, maybe working some bean ground. And you never know. I mean, there might even be a guy put some beans in the ground in March.
It wouldn't be the first time.
No.
Brian, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Brian Brown of Brown's Insurance. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.